Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Before the break, we're talking about the possibility of ET races being friendly or not. What do you think of that possibility, or are they all evil?
Well, the people that we've talked to, that I've talked to, and here's the deal without mentioning any names, because they're not here to defend themselves. There's a great researcher. I love this guy. I've interviewed him. He has a book out, and he interviews this woman who's a lifelong abductee. And she has, in my opinion, is classic Stockholm syndrome. It's like, you know, Patty Hearst and the Symbionese Liberation Army. Yeah. The next thing you know, the heiress is holding an AR-15 and she's wearing a beret and she's running with the terrorists.
Exactly.
What? Yeah, the Stockholm syndrome. Everybody we've ever talked to, I mean, everybody that's been abducted, that's been violated, Most people look at this and they want out. They don't want any part of this. But then you get the people that side with them. I remember talking to a woman, won't mention her name, and she actually heard me on Coast to Coast and emailed me the next day. And we struck up a conversation. And I basically told her, she told me her whole testimony, and she voiced a skull. They would tell her, come on out and take pictures of a ship. And she showed me some of the pictures. I mean, she was like in communication with them, face to face, the whole deal. And I said, basically, they will eventually kill you. She was down to under 90 pounds, and the reason why she reached out to me, because she heard me on your show talk about these entities that they have a nefarious agenda. They will feed your ego. They will tell you you have something important to do, that you've been chosen. Everything I said on that interview with you, George, resonated with this woman. And she came across the line. She came across the line, and she realized that she was being deceived. And my take is this, that those people who believe that these are benevolent, you know, space brothers, it's basically deception. They have been deceived. And Dr. Jacques Vallée, you know, Messengers of Deception, whether he still holds to that paradigm, I don't know. But in the book, he certainly puts that forward. And espouses that. And of course, you got Dr. J. Allen Hynek, which believed that this was all linked back and looked more like something from, you know, the monological stuff than it does Space Brothers. So that's my take on it.
Is it conceivable that governments know what is going on with the nefarious reason, and that's one of the reasons why they don't tell us anything?
I think our government knows exactly what's going on. I think that the powers that be have been in cahoots with them literally for decades. Certainly, Roswell, I sat down with Dr. Jesse Marcel Jr. and I interviewed him before he passed away. So that's as close to the event as I've ever gotten. I mean, I know Dr. Stan Freeman, Dr. Marcel Sr. So that's really close to the event. But I also talked to 2 witnesses, and it's not in any of the films. We took it out, but I'll probably do something with it at a later date. But they were end-of-life caregivers, and they knew this guy by the name of Colonel Hill. They were taking care of him. And a month before he passed away, he basically spilled the beans. Carolyn, who was one of the – it's a husband and wife team, and she asked him one day, what about Roswell? Because this guy was a colonel in the Air Force. He was OSS, which is the forerunner of the CIA. The guy was spoke, I think, two or three different languages, had four or five different degrees, real brilliant guy, real brilliant guy. And so she asked him, remember, this is end of life. He dies a month after she asked him this question. What about Roswell? And according to Carolyn, he hung his head and let out a deep sigh and finally looked at her and said, what about it? And Carolyn asked him point blank, was it a weather balloon? And Hill goes, you know, basically goes off the rails and just tells her, no, it wasn't a weather balloon. They had six fingers. He was flown from Dallas-Fort Worth to Roswell within 48 hours to try to communicate with the one alien, so-called alien, that was still alive. And he wasn't able to do it. And they had six fingers, large heads. They were wearing silver suits, all this stuff. I mean, it's there. He also told her that the wreckage was flown to Wright Pat. How many times have we heard that?
Exactly.
You know, and so it's as close. For me, it was like, okay, it's a step away. I'm not talking to Hill, but Carolyn did. And the interview is pretty riveting. So, look, I mean, this the government has known about it for decades. And I posited this years ago that the old guard from the Roswell days, they're all dead. You talked about December 7th and Pearl Harbor, you know, all the 17-year-olds. Well, the people just a few years later, you know, that's 41, 1940, that whole deal. A few years later, it's Roswell. It's 47. So you've got this group of guys that are putting the kibosh on everything, that are not letting the information out. Project Blue Book and J. Allen Hynek and all the disinformation, guys like Philip Glass, you know, it doesn't exist. It's swamp gas and all the stories we've heard for decades. Well, the old guard dies and everything changes. And we're watching it change. And we're watching it roll out. The fact that Fox News, with Abby Hornacek, has a show about alien abductions, I hear these guys sit there and scratch their head. You know, what are we looking at? And, you know, we are moving up the rungs of the disclosure ladder to, at some point, complete and utter full disclosure. And when that happens, the entire globe changes. Everything changes.
Well, you know, and they realize that people like watching and listening to this kind of material, and it's smart radio and it's smart television.
Well, it certainly draws people in, but on the other hand, I think people are so inundated with everything that's going on that there's almost like a laissez-faire attitude with it. But, you know, it's just like, well, you know, yeah, Star Trek, we've been hearing all this stuff for years. Who cares? And the late Dr. Roger Lear used to say jokingly, you know, if a UFO landed on the 405 freeway in Los Angeles, you know, people would be going, what the heck is that? Get that out of here.
Exactly.
And, you know, he used to say that tongue-in-cheek, but in some ways he's right. Look, my phone doesn't ring off the hook. I don't get a gazillion emails from people. I get some. The more emails I get are from people who are abducted or implanted and want to know how to get out. That's the mainstay of what we really deal with. Or that it's some sort of an encounter, and trying to fit it into their paradigm, trying to fit it into their worldview. How does this work? What am I looking at? Why were they able to do this? Those kind of questions.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app and Apple Podcasts. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The late Dr. Roger Lear, of course, would remove implants from people. Some might have been aliens, some not. Who knows? And he's surely missed. But you have him as part of this program.
I do, because Emil, his real name, came in on the record with the late Richard Shaw and I and the late Dr. Roger Lear. It's hard to believe Rick is dead, and same thing with Dr. Roger. It's just hard to believe sometimes. But, and I miss them both.
Oh, my God, yeah. We've lost a lot of people.
Yeah, they're just incredible guys. Which, let me just segue. I have a new friend. His name is Gil Zimmerman. He worked at Disney for like 30 years, and he partnered with me on a couple of these films, and he's really made them better, especially this film. We worked long and hard on it. Hats off to Gil. But Emil comes on the record in this film. Emil was the man who we took the implant out in our Watchers series. So now it's like, 7, 8 years later? And Emil sits in front of the camera, and when we're not pixelating his face, and he comes forward, and he tells us exactly what happened to him as a child. And this is why the film is so visceral, because you're looking at these folks. And you can see, when I ask Karen and Emil, well, give us your last thoughts, you know, what, just close it out kind of a thing. And Karen tells what her thoughts are, same thing with Emil, obviously separately, different locations, because there's no collusion. They didn't meet till the very end with the Zoom chat. And I held the camera there, and I left it in deliberately, because you can see Karen's face, the brokenness that's there, not the PTSD, but the tension.
Right.
The same thing with Emil. And they're not saying, they're just looking at the camera. And what's unnerving about that as a viewer, I've had several people who have previewed the film and go, why did you do that? Because it's very uncomfortable. And I said, precisely. It allows the viewer to experience a little bit of their pain, because all of a sudden they're uncomfortable looking at these people who have undergone something that's, look, they're taken, they're violated in every possible way that you can imagine. Sperm is taken from the men, ovum is taken from the woman. In Karen's case, she was abducted numerous times from 6-year-old on. She had 3 children by them, George, 3 children by them.
Wow.
And here's the deal. She says this, and Angela, the other female abductee in the film, she had her child taken from her. And Karen says that was the first time. So she knows she's pregnant, It's in the third month of the pregnancy, and this is classic, Dr. David Jacobs and Mac and the whole crew. They knew about this decades ago. Classic stuff. She's abducted in the third month of her pregnancy, and they take the baby. But she doesn't know that. And she wakes up, and she's got cramps, and she's not feeling good. So she goes to the emergency room. They perform an ultrasound on her. Excuse me. And they go in, no heartbeat, ultrasound, no heartbeat, DNC, no fetal tissue.
No baby.
And the doctor looks, no baby. And they look at her and go, are you sure you were pregnant? And she goes, yes, you can call my OBGYN. She saw the heartbeat, same thing with Angela, the exact same thing. In the third month of her pregnancy, all of a sudden she wakes up, she goes to the emergency room, and no heartbeat, no fetal tissue, nothing's there. Nothing's there. But they saw the baby in the womb with the ultrasound several weeks earlier. It's classic. And then Karen was taken two more times and impregnated by them, and they took the children. Excuse me. Here's the kicker to this. 20 years later, she's remarried. She has another family. She's got, you know, another family with another husband. The abductions have stopped for decades now, right? She stopped them.
Yeah.
By giving her life to Jesus. And I realized, oh my gosh, oh, that's what you do. And if that's true, then we're looking at something which is interdimensional, not extraterrestrial. But that's the whole point. Three of the four abductees in this film have all given their lives to Jesus and stopped the abduction phenomena.
Well, that sounds satanic, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, people can either believe that or not. That's the whole point of the film, that there is a way out, that there is a way out. So she's laying in bed. It's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. She wakes up. Guess who's in the room? She thinks it's her boys. She looks closer. She realized it's not her boys. They're shorter. They're stocky. They've got large head and black eyes. And they're looking at her with unmitigated hate, just right in her face hate. And she looks at them and she realizes these are the ones, these are the hybrids, and they're here. And she wants nothing to do with them, absolutely nothing to do with them. And in the film, on camera, she looks right, and you can see her, she's choking up. She's starting to cry, and she's saying, but they're part of me. Maybe they've got some good in them. But she realizes that they don't. And all the people I've interviewed over the decades of my research, many of them have said the same thing. It's like they're soulless, the Greys. They don't care about you. They just do whatever they want to do. They're soulless entities. One abductee said, it's like looking in the eyes of a rattlesnake. Now, how is that good? How is that the Space
That's right.
Brothers?
Are they robotic?
Well, the Greys are. The Greys are definitely robotic. And I remember talking to the late David Flynn about this. This is decades ago. And saying, could these be avatars? And in a book by David Preston, he talks to this lifelong abductee. Her name is Dolly. And Dolly, in the very first chapter, talks about the Greys, how they are like avatars, how they can be stacked. And I posited that years ago, that, and this is kind of weird for some people, demons are the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim. The Nephilim are the progeny of fallen angels and the women of Earth. It's the reason for the flood. All the megalithic sites around this planet were, in my opinion, were created by the Nephilim.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.